This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throwback Thursday. What was your first concert? We've got that up on social media now.
Do you remember yours? Your very first concert?
Yeah. Look, I'm one of the lucky ones who got to go.
Oh, God.
I'm one of the lucky ones who saw an icon on my very first concert. I was a very young man. This was in the 70s. I saw Johnny Cash and the Statler Brothers live at the Roanoke Civic Center in Roanoke, Virginia.
Wow.
My dad and mom took my sister and I to see Johnny Cash, and it was a great show. I remember it so clearly. But yes, that was my first concert. So Not a bad first concert.
No,
you
know?
No, not at all. Much better. Oh my God. Not a good experience whatsoever. I was 19 years old. And we went to go see Wu-Tang Clan at the festival pier in Philly.
All right.
And they are three hours late because, you know, they're just in their bus blazing.
Yeah.
And we tailgated, went to the show. They still hadn't. I mean, after a couple hours, we're like, all right. And we just went back to the car. And as we're walking out, the woman's like, you can't come back in here. It wasn't like a come and go kind of show. And we're like, that's okay. We don't even care. And we just hung out and tailgated at the car for a few more hours.
Nice.
Chase, your first concert.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. How old were you when you saw Michael?
Oh, I was 19, I think. It's just because I never went to concerts growing up, really.
You know what Michael does at a lot of his shows? You know, there's a lot of people who are aware of this, that they could possibly be pulled up on stage to sing with Michael. You know,
he's looking.
And there are a couple, one in particular, great videos of him pulling a young person up to sing with him. And he's totally shocked by the amount of talent this person has. And it's a great video. If you just Google, you know, Michael Bublé live, that's going to be in there. It's amazing. This kid gets up there and starts singing with him. And this kid is on par with him.
What are the chances that you're randomly pulled out of a crowd and you're so amazingly talented like that, though?
It's a great video. You'll love to watch it. But yeah, so that's your first concert. We've had a lot of people to post up about their first concert experience.
Yeah, shout out to Iris Brewer. She said, Garth, thanks to my Wolf family. Dasha said, Backstreet Boys when she was 14 years old. Ashley Lancaster said, Colin Ray, I was 6 years old.
Well, nice.
And let's see, there's so many. Ann Adams said, Garth Brooks as well. Beth Roll said, Fleetwood Mac. What a good show.
Fleetwood Mac, I've seen Fleetwood Mac three times. I was always a big Fleetwood Mac fan, and everybody's, depending on what age you were, it was probably your parents who had the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album, which was huge. It had this iconic cover of Mick on there, and Stevie's on the cover too. And that's when Mick was real skinny, you know, had the ponytail. And it's a great album. And I say, three different times I've seen them. I love Fleetwood Mac, great shows, but one of them in particular was horrible because Mick ruined it with his stupid drum solo. If you listen to the show, you know how I feel about drum solos. I hate them. And he does a drum solo, and then when he finishes that, he walks out from behind the drum set, down on the front of the middle of the stage, and he's got some drum in his crotch, and he's like banging on this drum, you know, package.
Why do you not like drum solos?
It's a waste of time. Who cares? We know you can play the drums. It sounds great with the rest of the instruments, but I don't want to hear you up there banging on that thing for 30 minutes.
Do you, no drum solos, 30 minutes. Do you like guitar solos, or like if they have a saxophone solo, you appreciate those? Is it strictly drums, or you just not like solos?
It's strictly drums. The drum solo, if it goes on and on too long, please stop.
When
you're great on the drums, we get it.
When the lead singer introduces the band, are you like, nobody cares?
Yeah.
We're here to see you.
That's right. Don't care about the guy with the sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a critical part of the music, obviously, but I mean...
It is, and the talent that goes into it, because your feet and your hands, each limb is doing something completely different. It's amazing.
I have some experience playing. It's another one of those instruments I try to play. I have some experience playing the drums, and I get it, and I respect it. And I respect more people who can sing lead and play the drums.
Yeah.
If you can sing lead and play the drums, like Phil Collins, for instance,
yeah.
It's awesome. Now, Phil, in concert, doesn't always play the drums the whole... He doesn't play the drums the whole show. He'll walk up on a couple of songs like In the Air Tonight and bang them out.
What's Phil Collins' song? I can't think of it. Where it's got like the real famous drum
line. In the Air Tonight.
Yeah. When you're like, stop it, Phil.
No.
We're not here.
But it's not a drum solo. And what he does, he sings a song. And then just before he gets to it, he walks like he's not even going to get there on time. He's walking up to the drums and he picks up and just that, the sticks barely get into his hands until he goes, boom, 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 boom. You know, it's amazing. But it's not a drum solo. I don't even want to hear Phil play a drum solo. Phil, just do it. Stop with the drum solo. We know you can play.
I played drums a lot growing up.
Stop. I don't want to hear you do a drum solo.
You want me to do a drum solo for you?
I don't want to hear it.
Nobody wants to hear this solo rant right now.
Man, there's a lot of pent-up anger in you guys this morning.
What do you mean you guys? I'm sitting here laughing.
I didn't say that I didn't love Phil Collins, because I do. I love
Phil. So far, Dale, in 2 hours, you've been furious about, what was he mad about? The grocery store.
Oh, don't go to a self-checkout line with
$400 in your car, yeah.
Now you're mad at drum solos.
Okay, so that's the only two things we're going to rant about today.
It's the Wolf, hello.
Good morning. My first concert was in 73. A lot of people may not know where this place was. Lakeside. It was like an entertainment park, like Carowinds in Virginia.
Up in Salem, Virginia.
Yeah, Salem, Virginia. There you go. And I saw Ronnie Millsap. It was awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Ronnie, you know, yesterday was Ronnie Millsap's birthday. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I saw that.
I'm tempted awesome. To. I'm very tempted to play Smoky Mountain Rain.
Smoky Mountain Rain.
There you go.
Oh, it's like
awesome
Ronnie's here.
Song.
What's your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie, thank you for checking in this morning.
Sure. I just want to let you know where my first concert was.
Okay, where and who was it?
It was New Kids on the Block, and it was at the Richmond Coliseum. And I had little Fisher-Price binoculars, but the bad thing was that I was behind them, so I only saw their butts the whole time.
What a great show.
Oh, but you never will forget it, will you?
No, I never will.
It's the Wolf, hello.
I was going to talk about my first concert.
What was it and where was it?
Well, it's been a long time ago, but in Winston-Salem, the old Winston-Salem Coliseum, had a concert back in the early 60s, and it was a country show. Happened to be George Jones, Tammy Wynette.
Oh, wow. That's a heck of a first show.
Exactly. I was about 5 years old.
What a great show to get your first one, man. It got you started on country music, I guess.
It did.
I'm glad you quit. I'm glad you called, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy. Bye. It's the Wolf. Hello.
Well, mine also was at Lakeside Amusement Park in Salem, but I seen Billy Crash Craddock.
Oh, Billy Crash Craddock, rub it in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My mom loved him. We used to go up all the time and see him play.
Well, that
was her favorite singer.
Well, you know, he's from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yes, sir. I've met him several times at concerts backstage and talked with him. I know him real good.
Well, I'm glad you called, man. I hadn't thought of Billy Crash Craddock, and I don't know when. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.